Here we go.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Sister Kathy Ann Andrews of the Clinton Church of Christ. So when I think about Kathy Ann, she's like my little daughter. I can say that first I would describe her as a Christian, then I would describe her as a mother, and then a wife. So she is dedicated. She teaches children. She teaches ladies. She also carries her ministry into her area of work. She is a registered nurse, and people just find joy in being able to connect with her. She has a great passion for the Lord. So at this time, I'd like to introduce my friend and my daughter, Kathy Ann Andrews. And of course, her mother, her birth mother, her surrogate mother is on the call, and also her sister. Her mother is Marjorie Carter. So at this time, Kathy Ann.
Sister Andrews, you're on mute. I'm sorry, you're still on mute.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Sister Johnson, for that lovely introduction. You make me look good, and thank you. I first want to say that my heart was so excited when Sister Johnson asked me to speak at your ladies' devotion. I was like, oh, I got to speak at ladies' devotion. I was like, okay, Sister Johnson, I'll do it for you and the Lord. I'm humbled and honored before his presence to bring to you this morning. I first would like to just say a prayer. And if you'll pray with me and for me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. I'm asking, dear Heavenly Father, be with my mind, my mouth, my ears, and my heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
The topic I chose was, let us be about our Father's business in the area of serving God. It may seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you may serve, whether the gods which your fathers serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's taken from Joshua 24, verse 15. And it really means to honor God by making your relationship with him your first priority. Then you will want to do what he asks. What did you have on your mind at the age of 8? Perhaps it was a long time ago, but try and think back if you can. What were your favorite subjects in school? What were your favorite activities? What did you want to be when you grew up? In 2 Chronicles 34, Josiah did not have an opportunity to dream about what he wanted to do when he grew up. Instead, when Josiah was 8 years old, he became the king of Judah. Imagine the vast responsibility he had at such a young age. But his age was not a negative factor for the job. On the contrary, it may have been an asset. This story will make you rethink the potential packed in all of us who love God. Have you ever tried to do it all? I know I have. And I do perhaps always will. It is not only in my nature, but also in my job description and yours. Wife, mother, sister in Christ, BFF, sister, aunt, daughter, and the list goes on and on. Being a woman requires more strength, inspiration, and wisdom than I ever dreamed of as a young girl. Unfortunately, it is not just valid for today's woman. It has always been. So what did you do today? I know it's an afternoon. Some of us started early. You may have not have kissed boo-boos, performed CPR to save a dying patient, or talked a sister out of leaving the church. But I know your day passed just as quickly. Deep inside us, there's a hunger, a calling to know and serve God. Yet a part of us hangs back, exhausted. You wonder how to find the strength or the time. No other passage in scripture says it best about the conflict we face as women than the Gospel of Luke 10:38-42, which speaks of two sisters, Mary and Martha, and their different ways in which they serve God while wearing different hats. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, listening intently to his words. Meanwhile, Martha was distracted while working frantically to prepare and serve Jesus and 12 hungry men. She probably whipped up some jerk chicken, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, and baked sweet potato pies. I would say she was the original Martha Stewart. What a hostess. So many things to do and so little time. She must have made sure the centerpiece and napkins matched, knife and fork were placed exactly right. Martha's mind was as busy as a room filled with kindergartners. Where is Mary? She also sat at Jesus' feet, but she did not serve in the capacity as her sister. That bothered Martha. She even went to Jesus and complained that her sister had left her alone to serve and begged the Lord that he helped. He told her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is requiring, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." That's Luke 10, verse 42. Some of us tend to be more like Mary in our Christian walk, while others resemble Martha. It's possible we have qualities of both within us. We may be persuaded at times to let our busy lives of service distract us from spending time with Jesus and listening to his word. It's important to note, though, that Jesus gently admonished Martha for being worried and upset, not for serving. When we give Jesus the attention he deserves, he empowers us to serve others. Service is a good thing, but sitting at Jesus' feet is the best. We must remember what is most important. The good part was available to both. It is available to each of us. It is a choice we each make. It must be frustrating when you do it all and another sister is doing less. We should stop and ask ourselves, is my part a good part or wrong? Taking the focus off ourselves when feeling down requires strength and grace, but doing so releases the power of love in us, which can bring peace even during our complaining. How are you going beyond your daily life to serve the Lord? A servant is humble and obedient to God. Philippians 2:6-8. We were shaped to serve God. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Ephesians 2:10. Serving God in our church, community, and work only glorifies God. It is not force, because that's hypocrisy. We should serve the Lord with gladness. Psalms 102. When God made us, he made us all uniquely. So we cannot be like Sister So-and-so or like me. We all bring something different to the service of Christ. You may not cook like Sister So-and-so and run Sunday school like Sister So-and-so or rocked an 8-inch heel. But every good part you do will help raise the kingdom of God. A servant gladly performs tasks that others consider beneath them and doesn't wait to be asked, like Jesus washing his disciples' feet. Some people use age as an excuse for not serving the Lord. I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I have only been a Christian for a short time. I don't know enough. However, it is clear from 2 Chronicles 34 passage that God can use us at any age to make a difference for him.
Amen.
But first, we must have an open heart. Do not let our age make us feel disqualified from serving God. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. Use your whole body as a tool to do what is right. Servants use all your energy and talents for the benefit of God and others. So let us learn from Josiah's example that God can use us at any age if we listen to him and obey his word. Serving like Jesus means 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 5. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. Discover your spiritual gifts and enthusiastically invest them in the ministry of the church. Colossians 3, 23 to 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 25, verse 21, you have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you so many more responsibilities. That means you're to demonstrate love and kindness to all people, especially those in need. Regardless of the level of your gifts and abilities, invest yourself boldly into the lives of others. I hope this devotion inspired, strengthened, and opened your hearts to receive an abundance of blessings for the next time you are asked or volunteer to help with children's Bible study, ladies' devotional, or cleanup after a fellowship meeting. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Great job, Kathy Ann. You took all my excuses away there during this holiday period. I was going to go on break, but I think I have to get back on it. Thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Yes.